Time for Speed Jokes, sponsored by Team Hochberg. You send jokes, we read jokes. That's the drill. Thank you, Maury in Orland, and Terry Corbett, and Randy Ruddock, and Kathy Stoick, and Gracie in Elk Grove Village, and Steve Powell, and Colleen in Lansing, and Steve Adamchik in Chicago, and Gigi in Sycamore. Got this note. Hi, John Williams. I was hoping to participate in the Bright Side of Life segment on your show this past Friday, and I may do so this Friday. We finished up a 10-day Dakota road trip as we were working on visiting all 50 states. The Dakotas are now states 45 and 46. How about that? And then we had dinner on Thursday at the Osnala Supper Club in the Dells, and we met Bob Prosser from the commercials. A great meal and a delicious old-fashioned, mine brandy, my husband's bourbon. Thank you, sang Michelle in Chicago, and then she sent in a joke. That's well worth the investment in your time, my friend. My twin brother called me from prison yesterday and asked, hey, do you remember when we used to finish each other's sentences? I was wondering. My uncle texted me and asked if I knew what IDK means, and I said, I don't know. And he texted back, damn, no one does. Rene Descartes finishes off a brandy old-fashioned at the Osnala Supper Club near the Dells. The bartender. Imagine that! Rene Descartes in the house! Rene Descartes finishes off a brandy old-fashioned at the Osnala Supper Club. The bartender asks if he would like another. Descartes replies, I think not, and disappears. That's the end of that joke. My grandfather once boasted that he could hit a man between the butt cheeks from 200 yards. He was a real crack shot. Hey, Dave, what did the pirate say when he stepped on a rake in the hardware store?
Menards.
What the pirate said. My son posted a photo on Facebook of his clean dorm room, but it was flagged and removed as fake news. When I was in London, I went to buy some chocolates. The cashier goes, that'll be £10. And I'm like, rub it in, why don't you?
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray an Amtrak ticket agent, and John Williams will star as customer.
Excuse me, how long will the train be?
Oh, about 12 cars and a caboose.
Help, help, I'm lost at sea, somewhere between America and Japan.
That's not very helpful.
I'm sorry, I can't be any more Pacific.
I see. Hawaii are you doing otherwise?
There should be one more line to that joke. We don't have it. Feel free to send it in. Hey, here's a good exercise regimen for people over 60. Listen carefully. With a 5-pound potato bag in each hand, extend your arms and try to hold them there for 60 seconds. Each day you'll find that you can hold them a little longer, and after a couple of weeks you'll move up to a 10-pound potato bag, then a 50-pound potato bag, and if you stick with it, you can get to 100 pounds in each arm, which is where I am today. The next step is to put a potato into each bag. I got into an argument with a man who claimed that he had a hit record in the 1980s called Goody Two Shoes. I didn't believe him, but he was adamant. That's our speed jokes for today. Thanks for sending them in. John Williams at WGNRadio.com. Share them with your friends. We repost them after the show at John Williams at WGNRadio.com/speedjokes.